The word epiphany comes from two Greek words. Epi means to or toward, and phanos means to reveal, to show, to manifest. So the epiphany, the solemnity of the epiphany, is none other than the manifestation, the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, not only to the Jews, but to all the nations, including selectans. Because the Jews believe that they are the only ones who are selected, chosen for salvation. But with the coming of Christ, no, salvation is universal. Salvation is offered for all. So it's not only one country who would benefit this grace from God, but the all nations. We have heard from the prophet Isaiah. It's a beautiful account of the graciousness of God. The prophet Isaiah states that Jerusalem will stand up, will awake, because the glory of God shines through her. So it's not the light coming from Jerusalem herself, but it is Yahweh who would make Jerusalem bright or shining brightly. You know what? It's not for Jerusalem itself that they would shine or the glory of God will shine, but it is for the surrounding nations and other nations who would benefit from the light coming from God through Jerusalem, because Jerusalem will lead the way, will lead the people, will lead many nations, including pagan nations, to be closer to God, to reach God. So it is the way of God's revealing himself. He would use instruments in order that people would draw closer to him. Isn't this a manifestation of God's love, of God's graciousness to his people, not only for the chosen and the selected one? So remember that Jerusalem will shine with the glory of God, but it is not for herself. The glory of God will shine through Jerusalem so that people, all peoples of nations, will come and adore and worship the true God. The same experience shared by Saint Paul, the spiritual experience. You know, when we have some experience of ecstasy or oneness with God, we should not keep it to ourselves. We become so selfish. God has a plan for that. You know, we have to share that to other people, not to brag, but to let people experience also how God is gracious. So the experience of Saint Paul in his intimacy with Christ, the spiritual experience through the gospel, the grace that God or that Christ has given him, is for the Gentiles. That the Gentiles, according to Saint Paul, will become co-heirs with the Jews. As what I have been saying, that the Jews during those times believed that they are the only chosen people of God. So that means if you are non-Jews, which is called Gentiles, or you're so unfortunate, you cannot receive any blessings from God. But with Christ, no. He changed that mentality. According to Saint Paul, the Gentiles now are co-equal with the Jews. They are all heirs of the kingdom of God. And heirs of the kingdom of God, they will also receive blessings from God. So just imagine, God or Christ used Saint Paul, especially his experience with Christ, to be light to the Gentiles and let the Gentiles realize their own vocation, that you Gentiles are also called by God. You're not just damned or condemned to hell. You have a role to play in the salvation that Christ has given to all nations. So it's not only Jews, but the Gentiles. The Magi in our gospel reading, my dear brothers and sisters, continued their search, their diligent search for the Savior who is the light of the world. But we know for a fact that their search for God, for Christ, has been made possible because of the star. Do you think that without the star they'll be able to find the Messiah, the newborn King of the Jews? No. The star played a great role in their search. But before that, peoples like Herod the Great, the scribes, the Pharisees, they have also the opportunity or the chance to search and to find the newborn king. But they were so closed, their heart was closed, especially Herod. Herod was gripped with insecurity, which later on turned into an insecure person and threatened all those who would get nearer or closer to the newborn king, Jesus Christ. That's why his door was shut in searching for the newborn king. Now we go back to the Magi. As what I have said, they diligently, just imagine, they have to travel by camel and they have to undergo winter. It's already winter during those times. So sometimes when we get out of this church, or where we sometimes complain, oh, it's too cold. Or just imagine those three wise men who traveled, you know, bare, just with a camel, just imagine. So they imagine also the fatigue. Imagine the hunger. But this did not stop them from searching for the true light, the Messiah. No? They did not stop them. They continue. Their desire impels them to continue searching with diligence for the true and the King of the universe, the true light that would give them, that would enlighten their lives. The Magi were already wise people. We can consider them as scientists because they study the stars from a distance. And during those times, there is no computer. Just imagine that, how accurate were they, you know? But you know, with their knowledge, they were not sufficed with their own knowledge, worldly knowledge. They continued to aspire for higher spiritual knowledge, the knowledge of the true God. And this also led them to search for Christ. But anyway, one thing which really helped them is the star. And the star guided them to the spot was where Mary, Joseph, and Jesus was aware. So they offered Jesus their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Dear brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the solemnity of the Epiphany, or the revelation of Jesus to all nations, we ask ourselves, how can we be a star to other people who have not yet found the Lord, who have not yet been shared with the light of Jesus Christ? How can we be a star? Just like Paul in the second reading, who guided the Gentiles to become co-heirs with the Jews. Just like Jerusalem, who shared his light of glory to all nations. How can we be a star? Remember, there are people who are still ignorant, who do not know, even in our community, in our society, in our nation, there are a lot of people who continue to search for meaning, for God in their lives, how can we guide them like the star that guide the Magi in their search for the true God?